Okay, recording. All right. Who'd like to go first? I don't need to do a spiel. You guys, I'm assuming you know what this is about. A whole lot of nothing, really. A lot of concepts and beliefs and misidentifications. And so, anyway, now I've said that.
I'll go if you like.
Yeah, sure, go for it, Oliver.
So I've been doing a lot of this stuff, meditation stuff for, oh God, probably a couple of years. Been the typical seeker, devoured pretty much every book going, probably watched all your videos, all Muji's videos, pretty much everything I can get my hands on. Having kind of spiritual experiences, which my ego is then claiming as its own. Yeah, you're probably very familiar with the whole story. But more recently, I've noticed, and I'm going to struggle with the words here somewhat.
That's okay. Yep.
But
I struggle with the words all the time.
yeah, there's a definite separation between what I'm observing and something else. I mean, it can't be the thing we're talking about because I can still perceive it, but it's like
If you can perceive it, what's perceiving it?
well, when I look, n nothing.
Right, so if there's a perceiving of it implies to.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
Yeah?
it does.
So that's being perceived is not what you're after.
No, I suppose that's where I'm, for want of a better word, stuck. So I'll be walking along like today and I'll kind of notice my thoughts, and then I'll get to the point where I can even notice myself watching thoughts, if that makes sense. And that brings me into a very, very, very peaceful place. And as soon as I start thinking about that, I come out of it again. But I'm kind of in that. And the only way I can kind of describe it is it's like I'm naked, but I've got clothes on. It's not making any sense
Not
to
yet, but anyway.
and the clothes are my mind going, oh yeah, this is a cool experience. Yeah, and I know that's the clothes, as it were, but I then sometimes will identify with that, and other times I can kind of be distant from that. But there's all these kind of layers of subtlety. It's almost like even before I have a thought, I can notice something before the thought that then causes the thought, if that makes any sense. Maybe this is just a process. Maybe I just need to relax into it and just let it unfold. But
Yeah, you'll generally find that causes a thought is another thought.
yeah.
Even if you might not be able to pick it up, there'll always be because a thought is dependent upon a thought. It can't exist in and of itself by itself, a thought. It's dependent, it's contingent upon other thoughts. Thoughts.
Does it make sense to you if I said, I can kind of, when I'm in the other place, as it were, I can really see my character and recognize it's definitely not me, although it's such a familiar feeling that I missed it for so long. Does that make sense?
It
Although
does.
it's
It does. But
still two things, it must be, because
no, but that's okay. But this feeling that you're referring to, are you talking about? No, actually, what are you talking about when you talk about this feeling?
So I can, at least as far as I can remember, I kind of quite a thinker, kind of an anxious-y kind of feeling, I guess, which I always took to be me. basically my kind of natural state. And then I've had a few, for want of a better word, experiences recently where I can totally see that and see that's not me at all from somewhere else. Yeah.
So, what's experiencing the anxiousness?
When I look, nothing.
Okay, so let's elaborate on that. Is there anxiousness?
Yeah, there's, I mean, I can feel it now. There's a feeling of Ollie.
Okay, what does Ollie feel like?
A little bit constricted.
Yeah.
And always trying to figure stuff out.
Good. So what you're telling me right there is Ollie can feel. You're telling me what Ollie feels like. A little bit constricted. Or what else? You're telling me Oliver can feel. That's what you're telling me.
Right.
Well, that's what you're saying. Can Oliver feel?
Well, there isn't one.
Well, then hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying there's not a sensation going on. I'm
Yeah.
not saying there's not a sensation. Yeah. But what this then steps in and names that sensation is always wrong. It's always not what this is saying the sensation is.
Yeah.
See, for this, for thoughts to know what the sensation is, thoughts would have to be able to experience the sensation.
Yeah.
Can a
Right.
thought experience a sensation?
I totally get that.
Yeah.
Something else that might be related that might help. So when I bring my awareness down into my body, say for example, so I was doing this today, and I was doing this for months and months and months, right? And I would be like, oh, this is so much effort to keep the awareness there. It's so much effort, and it wants to keep going back up to my head to think. And then more recently, I've just had these moments where it's like, actually, no, there's no effort at all to keep the awareness there. It's something else that's putting in the effort. It's actually effortless to perceive the effort. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I'm still interested in.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
Sorry.
I'm still interested in this feeling of Oliver,
Yeah.
because that's a really, really, really important point that's just come up.
Okay.
Really important. Yeah, because you and I would say everybody else sitting in here in this little group at the moment would confer that as a person, they feel like a person. They have feelings, they have emotions, you know, they can feel things with the body, they can go, can experience all the senses that they're conscious and aware. And we would all say that there seems to be a personal self here that can see, hear, taste, touch, smell, is conscious and aware.
Yeah,
Furthermore, alive.
it doesn't feel like that anymore because there's nothing. It used to feel like that, like I was aware and I was feeling stuff, but it doesn't feel like that anymore. It just feels like there is that stuff and there's nothing there. I don't know
So,
how to describe
that's
it.
okay. That's okay. That's okay. So, how is that stuff that you're referring to manifesting?
I don't know.
Only as a thought.
I have no idea.
Only as a thought. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Only as a thought. See, might sound like a broken record, especially to you, Daniel. But anyway. Yeah, look.
Am I so? Am I
This te this this te look, this teaching is called non-duality. What does that mean?
not
What does
to?
it mean? Not two. Yeah, not even it's sometimes referred to as one without a second, without there even being the possibility of two or three or four or five or six or infinity or only one. That's what the teaching's called. Yeah. Now, which is that the teaching is claiming thou art that one. That's what the teaching is claiming. Yeah. Yet our experience is two, isn't it? That's our experience. The moment your experience became one, you wouldn't be turning up here anymore. You just wouldn't. There'd be nowhere for you to turn up to. You
Yeah,
understand?
I agree. Yeah, I do. I do, and
Good,
I
good,
think
good, good,
that's where I'm stuck,
good.
I
Well,
think.
no, you're not. There's just a just needs to be more clarity of understanding. So a lot of people, when I first do a one-on-one with them, Oliver, I ask them, okay, tell me about your background. Who do you resonate with? And tell me about your current understanding of non-duality. And they'll sit there for 15 minutes or more sometimes. Sometimes a little less, but usually around that time. And they'll tell me all about who they follow and who they resonate and, their current understanding of non-duality and blah, blah, blah. And every time I ask that person, once I've asked them that you've now finished, okay, that's great. Now, what can you tell me about duality? What can you tell me about duality, Oliver?
Is that a question to me?
Yeah.
What
Well,
can I tell you?
it's a question that I ask everybody.
Yeah.
On their first one-on-one, I'll ask them, yeah, because everyone's got some sort of understanding about what non-duality is. Okay, what's duality?
I suppose my conceptual answer would be it's the sensation of a construct of a self that the brain creates. That makes it feel like it's the two.
Ooh. Do you want to just try, have another crack at that? It was okay what you said. Just try and have it, try and simplify it.
A me experiencing the world.
Okay, but what produces that
The brain.
me? Well, you don't know that.
A personality construct with
Yeah, but
memories and such.
so the closest answer you can get to that would be thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah, thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay. Try and imagine this. In the absence of all thoughts, what would happen to duality?
Well, couldn't exist.
Right. So if you experienced no thoughts for half an hour, I'm not saying endeavor to try this or do this, but I'm just asking you, if you experienced no thoughts for half an hour, would you then be non-dual?
Probably, but I can't imagine that at the moment.
Okay,
Yeah, because
so
I can
let's
see
look at it.
myself
Let's look at it.
speaking all the
Let's.
time. I
I
can
know,
see
but no,
it.
let's look at it rationally and logically. If there was an experience of no thoughts for 30 minutes, could that then be said to be an experience of non-dual?
I don't think it could be an experience because you need thoughts for it to be an experience, but
Do you? Hang on, hold on, back up there. You need thoughts for there to be an experience.
yeah.
No. I could sneak up behind you if you didn't know I was there, and I could put a, well, this sounds cruel, but I could put a live, burnt, hot cigarette into your back,
Yeah.
right?
Please
You'd
don't.
first, you you you'd have an experience before you had a thought. The thought would come later, but the experience would be there immediate in the immediacy of now. You would experience something.
I guess to make sense of the experience, you need thought.
But I'm not talking about, I'm just talking about.
Yeah.
See, as soon as we try and make sense of an experience, we start creating a concept of an experience.
Yeah.
And then the concept then becomes the experience.
Yeah.
How can a concept be an experience? It's a concept.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
So,
I totally get that. Yeah.
you with me? So, look, all I'm trying to get you to, everyone's so stuck on trying to understand non-dual. Yeah. And to get their head around what's this non-dual. If people spent half the amount of time coming to an understanding of what duality was, non-dual would just reveal itself all by itself.
I
You
think I.
don't need to seek it. You don't need to find it. You certainly don't need to seek it.
Yeah.
And it's not lost. It doesn't need to be found.